Hashtag things that politicians don't usually say. Good afternoon, my friend. Steve Ahlstrom here with you here for the Steve Ahlstrom Show. We're here till 6 o'clock weeknights right here on the flag, AM 1100, FM 92.3. If you haven't caught us in FM, I would encourage you to check that out. It's a pretty darn good sound, if I do say so myself. And I'm not just talking about my vocal quality. I'm just talking about the overall sound of everything. Kevin and Alex sound great. Scotty sounds better. Jimmy Fallon sounds great. Charlie Kirk sounds good. It's a good thing flipping it over to the FM. Try it. You're going to love it. I have it set on my dashboard in my vehicle. I have it on both because I can get the FM only a little bit out of Fargo, and that's how the FM is set up. It doesn't reach quite as far as the AM. So if I'm driving out of town, I know I'm going an hour or two one direction or another. That comes in handy, but driving around Fargo, love that FM 92.3. Make sure that you check that out if you haven't already. Also, we hope that you will take us with you wherever you go. If you're leaving town, taking a vacation, going someplace where you can't catch us on the radio, the mobile app is your friend, the WZFG mobile app. You can get it for absolutely free. I can't promise you it'll be that way forever, but as of right now, it is an absolutely free download of that app. So take advantage of that. You can always stay up to date on what's happening back at home if you're traveling, and make sure you get yourself caught up on all the big stories of the day. The Steve Ahlstrom Studios, built on a solid foundation thanks to our sponsor, Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Your home is your greatest asset. Protect it and go to pccnd.com to learn more. We've got a lot of time for you and me to visit today. The rest of this week has been booked up with a lot of guests. But today, we got a lot of time to chat, and I think that's probably a good thing because it was a really newsy weekend. I don't know if you caught a lot of this as you were, whatever you were doing, vegging out or watching football or what have you, and yes, we will talk about football. Both the Bison and the Vikings need to be discussed today, no question about that. But we now know the motive of the Florida shooter who tried to take out the president at his golf course at Mar-a-Lago. Found out that Minnesota is still fringy in play for the presidential election. I'm not holding my breath, but these polls come out that keep showing at 4 or 5%. And I think, you know, there's still a lot of time between now and Election Tuesday. I get it. The early voting is underway already, so a lot of people are voting. But the more time goes by, the more I sense that Kamala Harris's strength is weakening a little bit. Maybe that's just my imagination. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but I don't know. It just feels to me like she can't sustain where she's at right now. Also found out that there's going to be another debate. Now, will Trump do it is the question, because Kamala's coming out saying, I've accepted, and she really hadn't up until now. Trump has said, I don't want a debate, but I think he needs to. So here's my question for you today. We know that the last debate, a majority of media observers, myself included, thought Kamala Harris won the debate. Not particularly because we like what she said or we thought she had a lot of great information or outlined her plans, but she was just more in command of the moment than Donald Trump was on that day. She took the fight to him, and I thought he could have darn near choked her out in this campaign if he would have gotten her on her heels, make her answer some questions, make her account for why can't you bring inflation down? Why are fentanyl overdoses up? Why can't we get the border? Why is crime up? All those things. He did not do that. Therefore, I believe that he did not win that debate. I believe that she did, and she got a little bit of a bounce in the polls. I don't know that she can sustain that. Donald Trump says, I'm not going to do any more debates. I think I won. This is my drop the mic moment. And I'm done. So there's no guarantees that he'll do another debate. This one would be on CNN. Here's my question to you. Do you think Donald Trump should do another debate? And I'll tell you why I believe that he should a little bit later in the program here today. We know more today about the cost of a single family home in the U.S. when you compare it to average household income. Sounds a little deep in the weeds. There's a lot of easy to digest truth on that one. So we'll talk about that today. And before we finish up, who do you trust these days when it comes to the institutions of our country? There's a new poll out for Bloomberg that shows that pretty much all the major institutions of our country, Congress, big business, newspaper, the Supreme Court, trust has gone down over time. There are only two areas where trust has gone up, the military and small business. So I want to ask you, Who do you trust these days when it comes to the institutions that we know and love here in our country? And then before we finish up, we're going to talk about some football, no doubt about that. So 701-271-1100 is the phone number, 701-271-1100. You can email us, studio@flagfamily.com, and you can text us, 701-237-1590. So we got a lot of ground to cover, so let's get to it. Time to start with the 4 o'clock wrap, semi-automatic storylines, as we go rapid-fire catching you up on what has been a busy Monday. We start with the almanac for today, Monday, September 23rd. Average high now down to 69, average low 45, record 93 back in 2007. And it got down to 23 degrees on this day in 1887. Sunrise this morning at 7:16, sunset at 7:21. It was a good day in the markets. The Dow and the S&P both rose to record closes today. Dow was up 61, S&P 500 up 16, NASDAQ up 25. Not big gains, but gains nonetheless, coming on the heels of the big news about the half-point rate cut that the Federal Reserve is going to put in. That news was announced a little bit over a week ago, and I had wondered if this was going to spook the markets eventually or give them confidence. Considering we had very small gains, I'm going to say we're trending sideways more than anything else right about now, which doesn't really imply either one. But they are gains, and so we'll give the market credit for that today. WTI crude oil, basically unchanged at $70.73 a barrel. I paid $2.92 for gas earlier today. I felt that was pretty good. Gold today up $7, silver down 49 cents, and Bitcoin today up $377. We can also tell you that AAA says the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $3.20. Across the country, North Dakota 313, Minnesota 308, South Dakota 306. All right, what's going on in the news cycle today? Forum reports today that Moody's, the, I don't know what they are, investment bank? That doesn't make sense. They're a financial institution. They do credit ratings, basically, for people and tell you how much faith you can have in this organization or that one. Well, they've downgraded Fargo's financial outlook from stable to negative. The city's finance committee did a review of this earlier today, and Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commissioner, said, to me, this is disastrous. Moody's affirmed the city's AA2 rating, the third highest long-term credit rating an agency or an entity can receive. It means the city's finances are considered high quality and subject to, quote, very low credit risk. So the credit rating hasn't changed since 2020. The credit rating is a AAA, and so that is a good thing there. But we are talking about the city's financial outlook. And to me, this was no bueno for Fargo City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn. WDAY Radio reports that there was a homicide over the weekend, and we now know who done it. 25-year-old Jalab Moses was shot and killed by Tyreek Taylor Roberts in the 1300 block of 8th Avenue North. The two men knew each other and got into a verbal altercation prior to the shooting. Taylor Roberts has been arrested for murder. Remember the good old days when you could disagree with somebody in Fargo and you were not going to get pull out a gun and shoot somebody or get shot yourself? Forum reports today that the that big grocery store, what it used to be, a Family Fair over there off of Highway 75, 8th Street, in more. I think it was I'm pretty sure it was a Family Fair. But it's been vacant since the grocery store closed in 2018. Well, it's going to come back to life as a restaurant and pickleball complex. So that's good. That's been a big empty building center. We don't want big empty buildings sitting around there. West Fargo City Commissioners, says WDAY Radio, will meet tonight for a special session to review the draft of the final 2025 City of West Fargo budget. The special meeting gets underway at 5:30 p.m. in City Commission Chamber. So if you want to have a say in what's going on with the West Fargo budget, get on over there tonight and to make your voice heard. Valley News Live reports the city of Horace is developing a plan to enhance transportation within and around the downtown area. The aim is to improve access for both cyclists and pedestrians. So that's going on in Horace. In Norman County today, the Halstead area, the sheriff's office is warning residents there of multiple vehicles being tampered with and gas being stolen. Happened on the northwest corner of the city of Halstead. They are seeking home camera footage from 8 p.m. to midnight over this past weekend on Saturday, September 21st. If you have any information, the sheriff's office would ask you to give them a call and let them know. All right, the big news on the debate cycle, Kamala Harris has accepted a CNN debate invitation for October 23rd, so a month from tonight, challenging Trump to another showdown. Previously, neither one had really said for sure if they wanted to. They kind of danced around it. Trump says he doesn't want to. She had said she didn't really say anything. But today she accepted the invite for October 23rd. I think this is very interesting because I sort of thought she got the best of the last debate. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks this. No, I know I'm not the only one. But maybe I'm in the minority because she wants another debate. I thought you drop the mic and run if you're her, because I don't think that any other debates can go quite as well as that one. I think that's one where you take the money and run if you're her. But she is saying no. She would like to do that, kind of run it back. And finally, House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a spending bill, happened yesterday, that will avert a government shutdown if it's passed by a week from tonight, September 30th, in the House and the Senate. That's when the federal government will run out of funding. If you remember, there was an effort to link this to a piece of voting legislation, the SAVE Act, that would require people to show photo ID when they voted. But they couldn't even get enough votes in the House, which the Republicans run, to make that work. So they went back to something that didn't have that. And they just want to do a temporary stopgap spending measure to kick the can down the road another to what, December, I want to say here. This could get December 20th, yes. So again, I kind of throw up my hands at how impossible it is to get anything done out there, and I don't exactly know why. 419, that is a look at some of the stories making news here on this Monday afternoon. All right, short break. When we come back on the Steve Hallstrom Show, we know more about the motive of the Florida shooter who attempted to assassinate President Trump at his golf course a little over a week ago. We'll talk about that coming up next. 423, Steve Hallstrom Show. Good to be with you here on this Monday afternoon. It is time now to get excited about hopping on a plane or a train or an automobile, however you get to the good places in this world. Our good friend Cindy at Travel Travel will tell you how to get there. Hi, Cindy. How are you today?
Send a fax. Press 4 now. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Okay. Well, that didn't work. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. We thought we had Cindy on the line. Let's try this one. Hello, Cindy. Is that you? All right. I don't know. For some reason, we got some gremlins in the phones today. So, Macy, we'll put that on hold and we'll give this a try here again. While we are attempting to reestablish connection with Macy, let me tell you about this one. Paper or plastic, you're no longer going to get the choice in California under a new law signed yesterday by Governor Gavin Newsom. It bans all plastic shopping bags. This has been talked about a lot of places. I'm no tree hugger, but I do kind of like the idea of avoiding trash and clutter and all that good stuff. Do I have to turn in my conservative card if I say I kind of actually like this one? I get what it implies. It implies that environment, whatever. But look, I think we can have it both ways. I think you can want clean air, clean water, have a good environment, and still not believe that the whole climate change, green thing, a Green New Deal is the way to go. I just think, practically speaking, if we had to bring our own, like, cloth bags or something to the grocery store, I think a lot of us have done that, right? There's places that you go where you get a discount on your groceries or you don't pay extra for bags. I have no problem with this one. So I'm actually good with it. The fact that Gavin Newsom's pushing it makes me feel like I should maybe take the other side just out of habit. But I don't know. To me, it feels like I think we could do without that. And those darn plastic bags, you know it and I know it. They end up all over town in the ditches in the spring after the winter snow melts. I don't know. I don't have a problem with this one. All right, 426, Steve Ballstrom Show. The question I have for you is, should Donald Trump do another debate with Kamala Harris? What do you think? 701-271-1100. You can email us, studio@flagfamily.com, or you can also text us, 701-237-1590. Okay, now we've got Cindy connected here. Cindy, how are you today?
Hey, doing great.
Awesome. I am always excited to hear about where you're going to tell us about. Get excited about traveling to a place we've never been before. What do you got for us today?
We are going to go to Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, love Hawaii. Okay.
All right. And we're going to go in January. And we're going to go for 7 days or 7 nights. Airfare from out of Fargo, including transfers. And we're going to... price will be $1,543 per person based on double occupancy. Isn't that great?
No kidding. So you get the plane ticket, the hotel for a person for 7 nights. Was it 6 nights or 7 nights?
7 nights lodging.
For 15 what a person?
Yep, $1,543.
Oh, my word. What do you, have you got a sleeping outside in the car, Cindy? Or how does this work for $1,500?
I know, including air. And I believe it's right on the beach, too.
Oh, well, even if it's close, we don't mind that walk. In January, you've got to be kidding me. That's absolutely fantastic. What kind of, because I know people are curious, like, okay, what kind of accommodations can we really get for that? Is it like a two-star, three-star hotel? How would you describe the place you get to stay?
You know what? It's one of the, it used to be one of the outriggers. So it's right there. I don't even know the star rating, but I know we sell a lot of it and people enjoy it and it's a great value. So I believe it's like 4-star.
Oh, nice. Well, even at a 3, like over in Hawaii, the 3 stars are pretty nice. I've been to a couple places over there, and I've seen what they have there. And look, you're not going to spend a lot of time sitting in the hotel room anyway. You're going to be outside on the beach enjoying that great place. That's unbelievable. 7 nights in January in Honolulu, $1,500, and your plane and the plane is out of Fargo, and you get 7 nights in a, we think, a 4-star property. We're going to go with it, 4-star property. And you're going to have a great time. Cindy, you're going to have a whole bunch of folks want to line up for this one. How do they get a hold of you and find out more?
Give us a call at 701-492-5000.
492-5000. You can find out more about Cindy's great shop online at traveltravelgroup.com. That's another way to find out more. Unbelievable deal, Cindy. This is fantastic. And to get all that for under $1,600 a person, that is... that's fantastic. That is an inflation beater special right there. I absolutely love it. Cindy, thanks for sharing the story with us. This will be a fun one. It'll be interesting to see how many people give you a call on that one, because that's too good to be true. It really is. We appreciate it, sister. You have a great day.
Yep, you too.
All right. Thanks so much. I shouldn't say it's too good to be true. That means like you should be suspicious. Look, Travel Group, they've been doing this for forever. And if Cindy says they get good reviews on this place, you can trust that you're going to have a great time there. And did I say Honolulu in January? I believe that I did. All right, 4:30 here, Steve Ballstrom Show. I'll get to this Florida shooter motive. We know a little bit more. It's kind of what you might think, but I got to give you the details on this one. However, first, so it is 4:30, so let's get over to the news desk, check in on the headlines of the day, and when we come back, I'll visit with Justin about the weather forecast. It sounds like we got one more shot of warm weather coming this way. But first, so let's send it to the news desk in the Flag Family Newsroom. All right, thank you, Christopher. Now it's time to send it over to the Skywatch Weather Center. Meteorologist Justin Storm has been hard at it here today, getting the job done for us over in the Weather Center. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I appreciate it. Well, I guess this time of year, we could get just about anything weather-wise. It could be 90 or it could be
snowing.
50. I suppose it could snow.
Yeah, it was not too many years ago. In 2016, we had 36 inches of snow that fell around the Devil's Lake Basin on the first week of October. So just a little about 10, 14 days from now, not that long ago, it was a 1 to 3 foot snow event.
I guess in October it seems,
a little more likely than September, but it has snowed in September before here.
I saw that parts of Montana got some snow, and I know in the higher elevations they can sort of get it whenever, but it sounds like it's unusually early for them, but they got some snow too.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure when they usually see their first snowfall, but we're getting close to that time frame for just about everybody, and for us here in the valley and much of eastern North Dakota, in fact, we're getting close to that time we usually see our first frost is right around now. So far, I don't have any frost in the forecast, and that might be another story as we come back next week. I'll give you a little more detail on that. It doesn't look like anything too concerning from this standpoint right now, but slight potential for some colder weather next week is what it's looking like. But up until then, a beautiful forecast, Steve, is what I got in store.
Attaboy.
I got 70s and 80s back in the 7-day forecast for this week. And just to touch on last week, we topped out at 81 on Friday, which did tie our record for 13 consecutive days at 80 degrees or warmer for Fargo. So we tied a record there for the longest stretch of 80-degree weather or warmer.
Okay.
And we dropped into the 70s for the weekend, and that's where we're at right now, is in the 70s. It's 73. A lot of upper 60s to low 70s around the area. The bigger story today, it's just been a windy afternoon, and south wind is gusting to 35 miles an hour. And we'll see the wind starting to relax as we head towards this evening, and it's eventually going to go light after dark, about 5 to 10 miles per hour, and it's going to switch out of the west-northwest. Now, before that happens, we're going to see some showers pulling into the valley, and those are extending north of Grand Forks and then west of the Southern Valley over by Jamestown. Those will continue to work their way east through this evening. Nothing heavy, nothing impressive, just a few sprinkles, a couple light showers here or there for this evening until about midnight, then it all exits the area. Skies will go partly cloudy tonight. We'll drop down to a low in the low 50s with light wind. Now tomorrow, beautiful day, partly cloudy to mostly sunny, low 70s, northwest winds around 5 to 15. Light wind continues on Wednesday, sunny skies right around 80. Low 80s on Thursday, but Thursday will be a windy afternoon. The winds back off on Friday, still close to 80 degrees, and into the upcoming weekend, we'll start to slide back into the 70s. As I was teasing, there is a chance for some colder air the following week, so another 7 to 14 days from now. That would bring potential for some frost, but right now it looks like upper 30s and low 40s is what overnight low temperatures would be, with daytime highs in the 60s. So basically, about average weather is what it looks like for 2 weeks from now, Steve.
Very good.
And this weather today is brought to you by Air Mechanical of Fargo.
I am particularly curious about the weather 2 weeks from now, because 2 weeks from yesterday I run Twin Cities Marathon, and last year they had to cancel that race because it was super hot. Highs got into the mid-90s, I think, on that day.
And
so they canceled it. And I've been trying to look at two-week forecasts out just to see what anybody is speculating on. And certainly doesn't look like it's that. Doesn't look like it's super cold from what people are guessing at. But it's a long ways out to get 2 weeks.
Yes.
So we'll see.
A lot of things will change. The general pattern over that 2 week is we'll see two or three areas of low pressure. And depending on how those align themselves, you fall in the warm sector, it will be hot for a day, then it cools down. So kind of one of those up and down forecasts.
Yep.
And that 10 to 16 day window.
I will say this, yesterday should be written down somewhere and thrown into a time capsule. I like it warm / hot and humid even, but this time of year, if you can get a day like yesterday, that sky was so blue yesterday.
Blue. I think and we just topped out at little, 69.
Yeah. Oh, it just felt so good. And there was a lot of football to watch, but I went golfing because you don't know how many days you get.
Me and the family went to the pumpkin patch, and we were out there a couple hours, so it was a fun afternoon.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's a slice of Americana, right? Mm-hmm. That's a Norman Rockwell painting right there, the family at the pumpkin patch on a day like that one. So, yeah, good stuff there, and we'll look forward to seeing how the rest of the week turns out. But we like what we're hearing so far. Young fella, good job.
Yep, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Justin. Meteorologist Justin Storm checking in from the Skywatch Weather Center. All right, when we come back, a number of you are weighing in on the text line. So let's talk about this. Should Donald Trump do another debate? I say yes, and I don't even think it's a particularly hard decision. You might feel differently, and from the looks of it, some of you do. So let's talk about it. 271-1100, and you can weigh in with your thoughts on that when we come back on the Steve Holstrom Show. Okay, before we get to the question of the day, let me throw this one out to you. I mentioned that I was going to tell you about this, so I want to be a man of my word here. Epoch Times has as good a write-up on this as I've seen everywhere, and I'd much rather read this story in Epoch Times than Reuters or something like that. Court documents submitted today by federal prosecutors show that Ryan Routh, the suspect in the apparent second assassination attempt against former President Trump, wrote a handwritten letter saying, quote, it was an assassination attempt on the former president. The note was addressed to the world and reads, this was, quote, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I fail you. I tried my best and gave it all the gumption I could muster. Routh apparently dropped off a box at a neighboring home that included the letter that was written there. And the document has now been filed before a federal judge who denied bond, like the, you know, get out on bond while you're awaiting the hearing, agreeing with prosecutors' comments that Routh is a flight risk and a risk to the community and should be held before his trial. Yeah, you think? They don't feel the need to let him out on the street again. I guess one thing was maybe done properly in this whole thing here. So we now know what the motive is. The guy wanted to kill the president, and he's insane. I mean, I don't know if you need much more of a motive than that. And just looking at this guy and all the other things you read about him, he obviously, the elevator doesn't reach the top floor there. And I, in a way, I feel bad for people like this that are this messed up in the head, but doesn't absolve them of the responsibility for what they have done here. So this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you. I tried my best, gave it all the gumption I could muster, according to court papers. So there we go. We know more about that. All right. So you tell me why Donald Trump should not want to do another debate with Kamala Harris. I'll tell you why he should. And then you tell me what you think. Okay. Here's the thing. Whether it should be or not, this is a very, very close race. I don't know how accurate the polls are these days. I know the polls are often, at least sometimes, used to shape opinion. Is every poll out there corrupt? No. But some of them are done to make a point and shape opinion rather than reflect opinion. We know that. However, there are too many polls out there from places that typically do a pretty good job with their polling. If you want to look at Trafalgar and Rasmussen, too, that generally, quote unquote, lean more Republican or lean more conservative, that's fine. But even if you look at them, it's still a very close race. And it's going to come down to a handful of counties, handful of states. So why would you not want to do everything you could to win the contest, right? That's what this is. It is a race to 270 in the Electoral College, and you're going to need those swing states. I don't care what you say. Donald Trump was not strong in that last debate. That's my opinion, but I'm not the only one to share it. And a number of people on, quote unquote, our side said the same thing. I don't know how you could watch that debate and think that Donald Trump won it. He had a great closing statement, but it was the other hour and 15 before, they had a couple of good one-liners, but she took the fight to him. She looked much more in command, looked much more presidential, just in the style of the debate. Okay, I'm not talking about what was said. She's a Looney Tune. We get it. She's a socialist, if not a communist. Her ideas will never work. However, she did a good job of packaging her trash and throwing it at him. And he did not fight back. I don't know why. Look, I have some sympathy for how that went. I don't know that I would have been a lot better positioned to respond than the former president. But you'd think that in the debate prep, someone should say, let's be prepared for her to do this. Let's be prepared for the two commentators to gang up against you. So it's three against one. How are we going to handle this? What do you do when you're getting fired from three people? That should have been a part of this prep. I get it. The last CNN debate was very fair to Trump. Everybody says that, or most everybody. This debate was not. It wasn't. It was a joke. It was terrible. It was worse than the Candy Crowley-Mitt Romney debate. It was. But you got to be prepared for that. And he wasn't, for whatever reason. Or if he was, he didn't fight back for whatever reason. I remember the words of Trey Gowdy, who I like a lot. I think Trey is a kind of a no-nonsense guy. He might be a little bit of a swamp character, but I think for the most part, the guy's lined up pretty well. And he was asked about this the day after, and I remember him saying, and I was nodding along with him, and Trey Gowdy says he better want another debate. That was not a good performance. So I thought the last time he had a chance to basically end her campaign, because she was sort of, if you remember right, she was kind of hanging on. She hadn't had anything good happen to her really since the announcement in the Dem convention. She badly needed a good night, and she got one on that night. And I thought at the time, like, oh boy, now we're in a race. I thought it was really shaping up well for us, but I said, now it's on. Now it's going to be a full-fledged race. She's going to raise more money. She's going to be, you know, social media messages, TV ads. They're going to use this. They're going to go after independents and moderates. And by the way, I watched football this past weekend. I bet I saw 50 Kamala Harris campaign ads. I didn't see one for Trump, so I hope he is advertising somewhere. But I think that he still has another chance, and he's got to take it to her. He's got to handle the moderators better. He's got to be able to say, oh, so it's going to be 3-on-1. Okay, not the first time I've ever been ganged up on. So let's talk about the facts and have some facts. Or he didn't have any facts either about numbers, statistics, data points. If he did, they were thinly veiled, and they were very general. You know, the comment about he was asked about the tariffs and you know, the tariffs, it would add whatever. Well, Fox Business, my man Charles Payne, has got the before and after impact of the tariffs and what it did to inflation. And it basically cut it in half, both the producer price index and the consumer price index, basically cut it in half. I'm sitting there shouting it at the TV on debate night, and Donald Trump doesn't use any, he didn't do any of that. He didn't take any, like, statistical or numerical or studies or survey. He didn't have anything. And I just thought he was asleep at the wheel on that night. He can do so much better than that. So much. Even if he would have just fought back and tried to just turn the questions on her. My second biggest complaint of his that night was that he didn't turn it on her and say, I'll give my 2 minutes to the vice president if she would like to address the question of why have you not been able to get inflation under control? I mean, just get her off of her game a little bit. She was never knocked off of her pins. And because of that, she was on the attack and aggressive all night. So I think he definitely should do another debate, because he couldn't do worse. And her mentality, her methods will not work a second time. Like, you can get away with that once. Like, fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me twice, right? Or fool me once, shame on you, fool me, whatever. You know, you can't get fooled again, like George Bush said. Okay, whatever that saying is. If she's going to take it to me once, okay, fine. I wasn't ready. Now I am. And he should be able to fight back way better than that. And the fact that he declared victory the way he did right afterwards was very curious to me. When he's in the spin room giving interviews after the debate, which doesn't usually happen either. So I want him to do another debate. I think he would do a lot better. And Kamala Harris cannot do better than she did that night. She can't. She used every good trick she had. It was a series of well-rehearsed, and to her credit, she played her hand about as good as she could, well-delivered little 90-second vignettes. And I was just so disappointed that he did not take the fight to her at all. Obviously, the moderators weren't going to do it on that night. You got to be ready to pivot and go after it. Okay, so what do you think? 701-271-1100, let me know. And Macy, looks like the phone lines are on hold right now. There we go. So let's open up the line, 701-271-1100. Your chance to give us your perspective. Should Donald Trump do another debate with Kamala Harris? All right, we've got some emails and texts that have come in, so let's hit those. Emailer Terry, Steve, the only way President Trump should do a debate if it's on Fox or another conservative platform. He's already given Biden and Harris two debates on their SRM platforms. SRM platforms. Something, something media. Anyway, their platforms. Okay, thanks, Terry. For that, I will say I thought the first CNN debate was fine. I thought it was actually pretty well done, but I hear what you're saying. Emailer Tom, Steve, I don't think Trump should do another debate. It can only hurt him at this point. He needs to keep pushing forward, leave that first debate in the past to die. Okay, so Tom, here's what I'd like to know from you. Respect your opinion for sure. Not saying I'm right and you're wrong, but we have a difference of opinion. It can only hurt him at this point. How? He didn't do well in the first debate, so how would it hurt him to do another debate? Do you think he can't do better than he did the first night? I'm just curious kind of where you're coming from on that, Tom, but thanks for weighing in on that one. Only the brainwashed from the text line. The texts always get a little more interesting than the emails, it seems like. Only the brainwashed left that believe all the same debunked lies about Trump think Kamalama Ding Dong won. Unless you are deranged, Trump was the obvious winner, and I think you know it too. Well, you can call me deranged or wacko liberal, but there's really, why do you think Trump won that debate? I'd like to hear on this one, because I didn't take that from that debate. Steve, Trump should do it only if he can play videos to show the American people exactly what he has said and to refute them constantly lying about him. And they need to allow back and forth between them. That's what a debate is. Okay, I get that. But here's the thing. You shouldn't need a video to make your point. You should be able to say on the, let's just pick one, the fine people on both sides. Okay? All you have to do is say, go back to whatever the date it was when I held that press conference, and nobody believes what you're saying anymore. That's been disproven even by far left fact checkers. Have said that's a joke. So let's move on. I'm not even going to spend time there because you guys need to catch up. If you would have just said that, that would have been a great way to handle that. Just dismiss it. Say you're not even there. You don't really have any standing on what you're saying about that. The other thing is about the 34 convictions, right? All you had to do was say, oh, look, even Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, the vaunted Democrat, who is hardly a bastion of conservative principle, said that there's no way that case would have been brought if it wasn't Trump. Even people, most of the people on your side, know that was a trash conviction. And just go from there. Just, there's something to counter every one of those things. And he didn't do any of that. That's why I say that he didn't win that debate. Steve, I have no idea why the top headline at all conservative... okay. I don't understand what you're getting. Adam, sorry, you're going to have to send that one again. Your text message just for whatever reason didn't display when it came across. The others seemed to be fine, but yours came in weird. Sorry, it's not you. Steve, do no debate, do a real town hall. Okay. So with like a town hall of who? Like him and Harris, where like people can ask, or just Trump with a friendly commentator? Could use a little more there, but I like where you're going. Trump should debate only on Fox, another one says. Another text message, debate, yes, but absolutely not on CNN, either Fox News or Newsmax only. I hear what you guys are saying on that. Just because CNN did the Biden debate and that one turned out okay, maybe that's because they were trying to get Biden out, and they might have been throwing him under the bus. Maybe if they did it again, it would be worse. I have this weird feeling, and don't shoot me for saying this, but there's like 5% of me that feels like CNN is trying to play it a little more toward the middle than they used to. Like 2 years ago, it was MSNBC and worse. Now I think ABC is worse, and you may have a different perspective on that. I feel like CNN is trying to at least call a ball and strike fair once in a while. All right, Jeff, John, and Ty, hang on, because I've got a break I need to get to before we get to the top of the hour. So let's get that in, then we'll come back with your calls, conversations, some texts and emails. Absolutely welcome. What do you think? Should Trump do another debate? Apparently, I'm the only one because everybody else is saying don't do it or only do it on Fox. I say go for it. He can handle it. On CNN, Harris and the commentators. All right, your calls when we come back, Steve Alstrom Show. All right, we've got time for Jeff and Felton. Jeff, you're first up. The rest of you we'll get to after the top of the hour. Jeff, you got 30 seconds. Should Trump do another debate?
Yes, but there should be two different commentators, one from each side.
Oh, okay.
And that's the way they should handle them from now on, just moving forward. But my real question to you today is, what's your thoughts on the Ukraine president in Pennsylvania stumping for Harris?
The Ukraine president in Pennsylvania stumping for Harris. So Zelensky is in Pennsylvania campaigning for Harris? I hadn't heard that.
And they flew him in. Yes, they flew him in. And he said Trump can't stop the war. Governor of Pennsylvania signed the ammunition that.
All right, Jeff, I got to run because we're up against the top of the hour. I'll talk about it coming up in hour number two. Stay tuned, folks.
Thanks, bud.
Here we go. Hour number two of the Steve Hallstrom Show. Coming to you live from the Steve Hallstrom Studio, which is built on a solid foundation, thanks to our sponsor, Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Your home is your greatest asset. Protect it. Go to pccnd.com to learn more. Our good buddy Scott Hennen is here. Before we do that, though, let's get two more of these text messages in. Steve, I agree. Trump did not win the debate, but I don't think she did either, unless you define survival as winning. And yes to another debate, but not on Fox. Needs to be CNN or similar so they cannot cry foul when he wins. Another text message. ABC whistleblowers say it was a setup to interfere in an election. Trump already got them to take the bait and rig the debate. Kamalama Ding Dong wouldn't do the Fox debate. Fox was terrible to Trump, too. She needs to let Trump pick the venue or no deal. She can't do it. The polls are BS. The media is BS. Trump is winning hugely. I have heard the whistleblower stuff, too, but we haven't seen it yet, right? This is like the whole Joe Biden, there's bank receipts coming in. They say they have it, but we don't have somebody saying, it was me. I've got the, here's the email. And until we do, look, I hope it's true too, but I'm not going to say it's true until we know it. We've been fooled by things like this too many times. The one and only Scott Hennen is here. Scotty, what's going on, my man?
How are you? And happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Yes. I'll ask you the question that I've been asking my listeners today, and that is, should Donald Trump do another debate with Kamala Harris? He is not committed to do another one. He said he wouldn't do another one, but now she says she wants to.
Of course she does. Because she can, you know, cook the books. If you're Kamala Harris, of course you want to do debates. It's two against one. These are fun.
Mm.
According to an ABC whistleblower that still has not been properly adjudicated,
yes.
She had all kinds of collaboration with ABC before the last debate.
That's what we've heard.
Yeah. From a whistleblower. So, yeah, no, Donald Trump, I would say the same thing. The heck with that. The way this works, no way.
You don't think so? You wouldn't do it?
Absolutely not.
He can't handle it, you think, or what?
Well, no, it's not a debate. It's a slugfest. It's a gang up on Donald Trump night.
Let me tell you how he wins that though. So David Muir, whatever her name is, sorry, that's gonna sound horrible. Lindsay Davis, the two people, they do the fact checking thing, right? And Trump says,
only
as
one
you know,
way. Only one
they,
way,
right? Yep. They do the fact checking thing on Trump. And Trump, here's how he wins this. He leans back. He goes, oh, I see how this is going to go. It's going to be 3-on-1, huh? That's fine. I've won fights when I'm out number 3-1 before. Let's go. What data do you have, David? Where are you getting it from? And David's going to, well, we've got to, Mr. President, we've got to. Okay, well, let me tell you my numbers. My numbers come from whatever. And just give something. Give two sentences and you win that. You don't have to beat them at content. Kamala Harris proved that in the first debate. What he has to do is handle the moments better. I think he can do that, and he can definitely swing his way out of that wet paper bag pretty easily. I say he does it. It can't go worse than last time, and now he'd be ready for it.
Yeah, there is a cottage industry of people that say, if only Donald Trump would do this, that, and the other thing. It's a fool's errand. Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the case of... of a second debate, now October 23rd, he said no. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a waste of time even debating whether he should or shouldn't, because it's not going to happen.
All of this polling, again, I don't know how much of it is accurate.
Polling
and how
by
much
who?
Of it's not.
A bunch of media companies that have been rooting for him to lose from the beginning.
Okay, so none of it's true? There's no grain of salt to any of it?
Well, all I'll tell you is go look at Wisconsin prior to the 2020 election. Donald Trump was going to lose by 17 points, according to the consensus of the poll. 17 points in Wisconsin. What did he lose by? 0.0001%?
It was a fraction.
Yeah, so I don't...
Why take that chance, though?
I think it's all gaslighting.
When you can do it. He can do this, and he can win. And he can make himself look better than he did last time. Why not do it? What do you have to lose?
What you have to lose is exactly what happened the first go-round. And by the way, even with all that, it didn't help her anyway. So I think Donald Trump ought to do what Donald Trump does, and that's get out there in front of the people, do the town halls, do the rallies, be strategic about where your message goes.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would be my advice.
I think he can manage that situation really well and win it. He would do better the next time around. He'd handle it better. He'd be ready for it. Put her on her heels. Make her answer a question. Just one time, just look over and say, why can you not get inflation under control?
Do what the media is supposed to do in a debate. So he should take a debate where it's two against one, and he has to do their job. Why would you want to do that?
Because he can, and you come out looking better for having done it.
Maybe.
And you expose
maybe,
what they're
but,
trying to do.
You know, again, you never know what they're going to pull. If the whistleblower's right, they're colluding on the topics. They're giving her veto power over rules. I wouldn't be part of that crooked setup to save my soul.
Okay, well, you and I are just gonna agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, you've got a utopian world over there, Hallstrom. You're thinking in this grand unicorns and pixie dust, and wouldn't it be great if this would happen? That it's a rigged game. So the way it, you know,
you don't trust Trump, do you?
Again, I don't trust the media. They run a crooked debate. Again, we've got an insider who has alleged all this. Why would Donald Trump in his right mind say, "Yeah, I want to do that again"? I just think it's crazy.
Because they're not bringing up topics about nuclear fission here. This is stuff you think about and talk about every day. He should be prepared. If we're going to have him be the leader of the free world, he should be able to handle a debate where three people gang up on one and be able to hold his own and fight back.
He did. He saw the debate. It happened.
Yeah.
It's already happened. ABC did it. Next.
Okay. All right. You're done talking about this, aren't you?
Well, it's just, you know, again, if I had a buck for everybody said, if Donald Trump would just do this, and if Donald Trump would just do that, and, you know, again, the guy's been on the stage since he came down the escalator in 2015 with a lot of people saying he would have, should have, could have, and he's seemed to do okay.
Better win. He better win then if that's a strategy. So I hope he's doing the
right
thing.
I don't think he needs another debate to win. I don't. And I think the risk is way, way, way larger than the reward.
I don't think there's much risk there for him. But again, we can still be friends and disagree on this one. What do you make of this note about Moody's downgrading Fargo's financial outlook? The credit rating apparently is still intact, but they've moved the financial outlook down. Does this really matter?
Seems to matter to Dave Pepcorn.
Yes, it does.
One of the Fargo City Commission members who's been, I would say, you know, probably number one watchdog on the budget. Says this is, what do you say, the worst ever?
Disastrous.
Yeah.
This is disastrous, he says. So I don't know either. If you're,
I mean, when Moody's downgrades you, that's not a good thing.
No, it costs you more to borrow because your stuff isn't as high quality.
Yeah.
So other people get to pay a lower interest rate to buy your bonds and whatever else that they're doing.
This is not complicated.
I don't think so.
Spend less. Spend less. Recognize people have had it to hear with property taxes, and when your schools and your cities and your counties constantly got to spend more than the cost of living increases that the people are dealing with, then you've got a problem.
Sounds like there's a couple folks that are trying to fight that battle up there, and the others seem to be listening. But we got a long way to go. $683,000 worth of DEI salary isn't going to get us to where we need to go.
No, not when you're talking about 11% increase or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they've got a long ways to go.
Like $10 million, basically, is what they got to come up with. And both Turnberg and Pepcorn have now said the number 3%, which does my heart good, because that's the number I first threw out just kind of on a cuff. Just saying, okay, if you want to come to us with a budget that goes up, I guess we get that. But if you're coming with 11 when the government's telling us inflation is 3, that's not going to work. So that's probably $10 million. In hacks they got to make to cut that bad boy.
It's going to take a lot of people lending their voice to this so that the Fargo City Commission understands that you're not done yet. You can't pat us on the head and say, oh, look what we did, and everything's hunky-dory. Fargo needs not wants. .com.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
And get your message sent directly to Fargo City Commission members. That's not hard. Engage in the process.
Center of the American Experiment, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, getting that one going. I like that.
Fargo,
I will say,
needs not wants.com.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I will say that I have heard both Turnberg and Pepcorn say that same thing, that we're not done. We got a long way to go. Because I asked them that question, like, tell me you're not done yet. And they said, no, we get it. There's a long way to go, and they're talking about a lot of the right things.
John Strand, I recall, saying he wanted to go line by line.
He did.
Through the budget.
And then when it came to the DEI, he didn't want that, though, right?
Let's get back to our core services.
Yeah.
Core services.
Yeah.
I heard all the right things.
And then voted against the DEI line. But you knew that was, maybe we'll give him that sacred cow. I don't know. If he can find $10 million somewhere else.
The problem with John Strand is if five people get up and complain about something, he tends to be a bleeding heart. You know?
Oh, I don't think it takes five. I think that's
three?
John. Two and a half.
Yeah.
I think that's John's heart. But yeah, you're right. You've got to have a connection there between your words and what you're willing to do. That's where I just would want to see what he comes up with as far as areas where we can cut.
Line by line. It's a good idea.
Line by line. Yeah. I agree with you. And we can sell some buildings too, I believe. There's been another murder in Fargo. Two people got into an argument, and one of them ends up dead. Remember the good old days when you could just have an argument and maybe you'd like take a swing at somebody, but now you end up dead.
Something's going on with young black men in Fargo, North Dakota, and I don't know why. I don't know why these keep happening, but you know it's this deal where not a threat to the community, and they were known to each other. And what the heck is going on?
Do we know they're both black men?
It's my understanding.
Jalab Moses, Tyreek Taylor Roberts. I don't know. I just haven't seen photos. Why do you suppose we haven't heard more about the Prairie Heights thing? That shooting over there.
This is a
it's
pattern.
Too much to sort out.
Do you
maybe.
Notice this? We hear about it. We get a kind of little bit of happy talk, and then it kind of drifts into the into nowhere.
Well, you and I are acutely aware of a situation in Watford City that took more than a year.
Right.
For there to be charges filed, and they said we're waiting for evidence from the crime lab in Quantico, and it took apparently some sort of act of Congress to get it done, but that was a long time. But then, like, there was one shooting last week where they, like, charged the guy the next morning, second-degree murder, and it was, so I don't know. How long does it take to interview these? There's three people, and one of them is dead, the other was hospitalized, the other was okay. So, like, how long does it take to talk to these people? And this is West Fargo now. That's not Fargo. I'm curious why we haven't heard more about this one.
Five-alarm fire, if you ask me.
Something's going on with
exactly
our young people.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And
something is going on with crime.
Crime and mental health, mental illness. I mean, there's more of that going on here. Speaking of mentally ill, we now know the motive of the shooter at Mar-a-Lago. He was just bat bleep crazy. That's the motive. He's insane. He wanted to kill the president.
This search for a motive drives me crazy. Look, the guy poked a gun through a fence where the 45th president of the United States was golfing. Mm-hmm. His motive is pretty clear. He wanted to assassinate the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously some disturbing things coming out about him, but does that surprise anybody? Same thing with the first assassin.
No, it doesn't.
Tell you what disturbs me is you got Matt Gaetz saying he has sources within the Department of Homeland Security saying there's five different assassin efforts that they are tracking. Five.
That are like current ongoing kind of behind the scenes or that have happened already and they've sniffed them out?
I don't know. I don't know if they're tracking them. I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. But it's alarming.
Yes, it is. Does Donald Trump have a chance to win Minnesota?
Well, new poll in the Star Trib had it to single digits again.
Five.
Star Trib, they get up every day with one thing in mind. Kamala Harris must win. Tim Walz is a hero.
Yeah.
This is a left-wing rag. It could just as well be the press arm of the DFL party in Minnesota. So when they tell you it's that close, it's close.
You think it's funny business going on?
Of course. Why everything from the fake media is all an agenda. Why would they all of a sudden get religion on polling? You know, like, please.
I don't know. To me, it seems there should be a line between your headlines and your stories. But if you run a poll, you shouldn't be running a poll to shape public opinion. If you're Star Tribune.
Yeah, you should be running a straight-up debate, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are crooked. It's corrupt. They have an agenda.
I must be naive.
Yeah, I think so. If you're assigning good motives to the Star Tribune, you're horribly naive.
Do you think that they're like doing their poll in a way to make it look a certain way?
Yeah, and by the way, this isn't genius. You can dig into these polls. You look at who they call.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance and Tucker Carlson had a great conversation about this. I played a clip of it this morning on What's on Your Mind. And he talked about what their pollsters will tell you, how they do it. Like, they get a group of people that they go back to again and again and again and again, the same group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the result they want, and they keep going back to the same people.
Call the same
exactly
300
right.
phone numbers.
They're same pool of people. It's corrupt.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. And it is very strategic to try and demoralize anybody that would be on the other side.
Then they're doing a bad job of lying, because 5 points doesn't demoralize me if I'm a Minnesota Republican.
That's true. It's true. And Minnesota has stayed tight. There's something in the air there.
It has. It's not just one poll now. KSTP poll had it five.
And by the way, if
it was 10 at one point.
If Minnesota's in play, game over, right? Because then you're talking about Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, different ballgame.
There's a line of thought out there that more Minnesotans than you'd think don't like Tim Walz, and that's why the numbers have changed. Like, they liked Harris a lot more when Tim Walz wasn't the guy. So I don't know how you kind of
separate
that.
Although I saw something on his favorability rating was pretty good, although, again, same pollsters, so
who knows?
Different result you expect. I don't know, really, you do.
You're going to New York in December.
I am.
One of these years, the lovely Tracy and I are going to go with you. I would love to go on that.
It'd be really nice.
Oh,
You've been there many times. A lot of people that come have not been there before, but they really feel it's, hey, if I'm going to go, I want to go with some people that are of like mind, and we're going to do this together.
Absolutely.
We have a nice big fancy motor coach that takes us everywhere.
Yeah.
Take you to the places that are very tourist oriented, so you don't have to worry about all the bad stuff, you know. Go see a Broadway show, the Louis Armstrong story this time, Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall.
And the whole city is decorated.
It is. It's really
cool. Fifth Avenue and Madison. Yeah. And, it's so good. Now, some people.
We also, by the way, go to Fox and Friends, and that's something you can't do on your own.
Oh, there you go.
You got to come with the Flag family.
Nice. Some people are texting, I'm getting it on the team text, saying, why are you idiots going to New York City? You badmouth New York City, then you're going to New York City. I'm like, what do you not understand here? Like, you can say that something is worse than it used to be, but statistically your chances of having anything happen are very... You and I were there last year right around this time.
We've done this about a dozen years now, the Christmas tour to New York City. Never had one person say they regretted going, ever.
Oh, there you go.
Quite the opposite. You actually get people raving about it forever. And to this day, people come up to me probably once a week. I was on a trip with you.
Nice.
I remember when we did the. People love it. Now, what's also true is some people are cranky about it. They're like, I wouldn't go to New York City on a bet. Fine.
That's
it's not everybody's
for you.
Jam. Yeah. It's not for you.
Right.
You know, whatever. I don't know why you feel motivated to send a nasty gram text because it doesn't affect me one bit.
Oh, that's people. People just want to be upset about stuff.
So some people just really don't like New York City. It's fine. I happen to love New York City. I have a daughter that's in New York City. And, do I worry about her? Of course. It's a crazy place. There's no doubt about it. But it is, I mean, again, it's a city of 8 or 9 million people on an island.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear about some things that are unpleasant that happen from time to time. By simple math, New York City was a lot better city under Rudy Giuliani than it is under Eric Adams.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
But it's also, there's a lot of good stuff there, and you just got to know where to go.
Yeah. So. All right, brother.
And if you would like to go, just send us a little email, studio@flagfamily.com. Just put New York City. We'll send you the full itinerary, all the details, all the places we're eating, all the whole schedule. $34.99 per person based on double occupancy.
You're monitoring the studio email then, so I don't have to keep forwarding them to you. Okay, good. Because I've had a bunch lately, people say, I want to go.
Exactly.
All right, me too, by the way. All right, 525. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Scott Hannon, he is the one and only, we call him the godfather around here, 8:30 to 11, the What's On Your Mind program every weekday. All right, 525 here, Steve Halship Show. When we come back on the program, we're just getting rolling here. We got the top five at five, the five most consequential stories in the news cycle today coming up next. All right, here we go. Top five at five. I'm going to rip through this because I got to get to our bottom of the hour news and weather update. But here we go. Forum reports today that Moody's has downgraded Fargo's financial outlook from stable to negative based on high debt levels and also the lack of reserves that the city has. They have not changed the credit rating. The city has the third highest credit rating, high quality finances with minimal risk. Fargo City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, though, says about the financial outlook downgrade that it is, quote, disastrous. Story number two, Fargo police have identified the victim in Saturday morning's homicide. His name is Jalab Moses. He's 25 years of age. He was shot by Tyreek Taylor Roberts in the 1300 block of 8th Avenue North. The reason this is in the top five at five is because we've had another murder shooting in our community. Taylor Roberts has been arrested for murder. The investigation continues. Story number three, the old Family Fair building on 8th Street and I-94 in Moorhead is going to reopen as a restaurant and pickleball complex. It sat open for about the last 5 years or so. Story number four, West Fargo City Commissioners are going to be in special session tonight. It started about 1 minute ago in City Commission Chambers. They're going to review the final city budget. tonight. And story number five, the city of Horace is developing a plan to enhance transportation connections within and around the downtown area. They want to improve access for both cyclists and pedestrians. Another footnote here, Valley News Live with this write-up. The city has surged more than 500% in population over the last 100 years and is going to triple again by 2050. So here in the next 25. So the city of Horace will continue to grow. And those, friends, are the, I'll put an honorable mention that Kamala Harris says that she will accept a CNN invitation to do a second debate. Donald Trump has said that he does not want to do another debate. We will see if he changes his mind. 5:31 here on the Steve Hallstrom Show. When we continue, a number of texts have come in talking about the conversation we've been having today. I want to know what you think. Should Donald Trump do another debate with Kamala Harris? I say yes. Most of you are saying no. Would love to hear from more of you at 271-1100. Steve Hallstrom Show continues after this. Steve Hallstrom Studio is built on a solid foundation thanks to our sponsor, Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Your home is your greatest asset. Protect it and go to pccnd.com to learn more. Want to say thanks to the team at Nancy Kelly Realty for sponsoring the Top 5 at 5, which I neglected to mention a couple minutes ago. The folks at Nancy Kelly Realty, they would invite you to go to their website, nancykellyrealty.com, and find out more about the development down toward Richland there called Colfax Meadows. Small town living is still a thing, so make sure you check that out. Okay, a couple more reactions I've had here to the conversation of today. A text message came in. Steve, there's nothing for Donald Trump to gain by doing another debate. Okay, so I respect your opinion. I do. And I'm not saying that you should look at it the way I do. Let me just give you my response on that. We are in a election that, don't we all believe it's a close election, really? Or shouldn't we at least look at it that way? I'd rather make my error on the side of feeling like this thing is a tight, tight race. And if we end up winning by 20, great. So when you say there's nothing for him to gain, why would you not want to do everything you can to win? And winning, when you're talking about debates, and there was an audience of, tens of millions for that last debate. There are a lot of people there. And you've got to feel like there's somebody sitting in an apartment building in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who was watching that debate and doesn't know what they want to do when it comes time to vote. So why would you not get in there and fight? I get it. It's going to be 3-on-1. Just plan for it. You can handle it. Donald Trump can handle it. Because you don't have to necessarily answer everything with the right word every time. Part of the theater of doing debates is how you handle the moment and how you handle the spotlight. And I've said this 500 times probably. Like Kamala Harris's answers were garbage, right? She didn't answer anything. She just gave a whole bunch of speeches, but she controlled the tempo. She had the football in her hands. She was on the offensive, however you want to look at it. It was as in command and in control of anything we've ever seen her. Why is that? Because she never got on her heels. Donald Trump can fix that. And in a race that's this close, I'm not going to take my chance. I'm not going to assume that we're going to win when you've got not only the population, the electorate, right? But you know there's going to be shenanigans. You know there's going to be somebody trying to rig the voting. Too big to steal is the term I hear for it around here a lot. So let's make it too big to steal. And why assume? If the only reason not to do it is you don't think you're going to get it, well, what if you're wrong? And what if there is something to gain by doing that? Do you know? Do you know what the final numbers are going to be on election night? I don't. I doubt Donald Trump does either. Now, I am encouraged if Kamala Harris wants to do another debate, she should have just left that alone and hid in the bunker because it'll never get any better for her. And the fact that she sees polling that says obviously something that she thinks is still a race of some kind or another, or she wouldn't get back in that ring because her plan that she executed very well that night will not work again. It was a surprise attack. And Donald Trump, look, I feel like you should have handled it better, but who am I to say? I mean, I'm sitting here in a chair doing a show in Fargo, North Dakota. It's easy for us to say, well, he should have done this better. But he is the leader of the free world. And if that's going to be the person, that's the job description, to ask him to handle an event where he gets on his heels, where he can obviously prepare for that, is not too much to ask. All right, let's hit some text on this one. I want to give this some time. So open phone lines right now at 27111. I got a lot of other stuff to talk about, but I like this conversation because I like going against the grain. If everybody's saying one thing, I like going against the other just to say I see it differently. Steve, why should Trump be able to handle 3-on-1 when you don't hold her to the same standards? You know she could never go 3-on-1, and if you expect Trump to be able to, you must expect the same from her. I thought Harris was all about equity. Make her go 3-on-1, see how she handles it. She would either freak out and cry or run away. Try to be fair, Steve. Put her in Trump's shoes when you talk about expectations. Okay, so I don't disagree with really anything you said there, but you're not going to get that. She, I mean, sure, hold out for a Newsmax debate. I don't care. Hold out for Tucker Carlson doing it. That's fine if you can get it. And maybe the fact she wants to do one means you can get it. I don't know. But you guys are acting like this is an impossible battle for him to win. Like, oh, we can't possibly expect Donald Trump to handle this situation. But handled well, which is, I hope you're hearing me when I say this, handled well, you look better than the people that are in cahoots with each other. If you can handle 3-on-1, which Donald Trump can do it, of course he can. And just call him out. And I've given specific examples of how to do that. I don't want to go through all of those again. But boy, you better be right if you think I don't want to do another debate again because I've got nothing to gain and the hay is in the barn. Because there is only one way you can gang up on somebody, and that's with the kind of tactics they tried last time. Okay, fine. We didn't handle it very well last time. You got us on our heels. Touche. Good for you. Try that again. That should be Donald Trump's. That's who Donald Trump is, you guys. The guy, fighter with a capital F, the back street brawler, the Queens real, the Bronx real estate developer. He's going to shy away from a fight? What are you doing to Donald Trump? No way. That's not the Donald Trump that I know. He's not perfect at a lot of things. I have said that. But he's really good at taking on a challenge. He's really good at a fight. Now we're going to say, don't fight, Donald Trump. We like you better when you don't fight. Come on. Steve, quit beating a dead horse. Okay, fine. I'm done now. I think you should do a debate again, but only if it's on Fox. Okay. Don't broadcasters need to show their support of the public interest? Why is ABC's license not revoked? Oh, that's a good one. Well, okay, so they're going to tell you that they are acting in the public interest, right? And this is how we do it, by calling that hoodlum Donald Trump out on the lies that he's telling, even when they're wrong. Stephen Scott, gang warfare. Okay, we're going to change gear. Let me see if I got one more here. Oh, yeah. There's going to be more on the debate. All right, so we'll just kind of take them as they come. Stephen Scott, gang warfare is in the metro area. It will follow the MIPS? Oh, I bet that's supposed to be Minneapolis history. It's just like Chicago as well. Well, I don't. I'm not going to disagree with you. I mean, you see what I'm seeing. And when I moved here in 1998, we did not have this stuff that's happening here right now. And I know they're saying, well, you know, it's just the price of admission for having a bigger community. This is why we need to have more cops in this town. I agree with Scott all the way, every single point that he brought up, exactly right. Okay, so Scotty saying there's no reason for Trump to do another debate. Fine, that's okay. You see it differently than me. I appreciate how you and Scott can have a great debate and conversation about your differing views. Oh, yeah, we're good. I think we're both like, we know who we are. We don't need someone to tell us you're right or you're wrong. And we both have a little bit of, I don't know, showmanship in us. We like to fight a little bit. It's all good. I love Scotty like a brother. I think he would say the same about me. We've had some pretty good ones, but we never let it be personal. Last one, Steve, I would agree to another debate, but Harris gets to pick one moderator and Trump gets to pick one moderator. I love that. And the caller earlier had said the same thing too. I just don't know that anybody will do that because these companies get the debate. So let's say Fieldstone Group gets a debate. We're going to want to put our people on there because we're going to go through all the hassle to do it and make it happen. We're going to want our people. We're going to want Jeff and Ty in our newsroom doing the debate. Our people. So I mean, if you went to CNN and said, we'll do it, but only if you bring a Fox person in, I don't think they would do it. But if you want to, you know, if you want to dig in and play the game, maybe you get that done. I don't think so, but I could be wrong. All right, let's hit the phone lines here at 271-1100. Keep those text messages coming. I do enjoy the conversation. Let's get who's been waiting the longest. Let's start with Jay. Jay wants to get in on the conversation today. Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Well, I got two things. The first one is if they're going to have another debate, I'd like to have a live audience that can also ask questions directly to the debaters.
Yep.
We have not seen any of that. That they've literally taken that away since COVID. Why would you not want to have someone ask Kamala directly a question and expect some form of any answer that has specifics?
Yeah.
It would be, you know, same thing. They'll do the same thing with Trump, but at least Trump knows what his stand is.
Yeah, right.
So that's
right.
Number one. The second item I wanted to bring up is the elephant in the room, which I don't see one news area, whether it's social media, whether it's the regular media, bringing up at any time, and it sickens me. And that is, we again saw this past weekend that the current president doesn't know where he is.
Yeah.
So that tells us that we are not a constitutional republic, because no one is following the Constitution. This, and then the other thing that goes along with that is, why do they want Kamala to be the next president? Because she will just follow orders. She will not do what we would see from Trump, and that is, no, I'm making the decision. This is my decision as the president, and we go forward from there.
Yeah.
We hear nothing of this in any of our media, and it should be the top story.
Mm. Jay, it's well done, man. Your 3 points, let the audience ask questions. I like it. I imagine the danger is to, let's say you get some wing nut who asks just some dumb question, like if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? But I think you can screen that ahead of time. So I like that idea. I think there's a way to make that work. On the Biden thing, you're 100% right. I think your question is really well directed at the big reporting organizations. And I know Fox has been on this. Newsmax has been on this. News Nation has been on this a little bit. But it really is an admission of how impotent our news organizations are, that there's not a lot of questions on this. I did see at the White House press briefing, was it today? I think it was today. Somebody brought that question up. The other thing that's come up along that line, Jay, is Jill Biden supposedly, I don't know this whole story, but Jill Biden like ran a cabinet meeting or something. And it's the same kind of a thing. It's like, we've known for a long time that Biden has not been himself. Even back when he was still in the race, everybody was telling us how coherent, what a strong leader he was. You're 100% right. They've been lying to us, and nobody seems to really, or at least most of legacy media doesn't really seem to be interested in having any accountability there. And then on your last point about she'll follow orders, 100% agree with you. She'll be a continue. And Biden has been following orders. We know that. I mean, I just think back to the spy balloon that China sent over. You got to be kidding me. I don't care what you think that balloon is or isn't. You shoot that SOB down. You just, it's the significance. It's a symbolism of allowing someone just to walk all over us. But it wasn't it wasn't approved orders for Joe Biden to shoot that spy balloon down. So I'm with you, Jay. I think you make a lot of sense. I appreciate you giving a call. Take it easy. Thanks very much. Let's go to Dan on line two. Dan in Fargo. Dan, what's going on in your world today?
Not a heck of a lot. I want to be an oak tree. But anyways.
I like it.
You got to have a sense of humor.
Yes, you do. Sake. These days you do.
For those other people that don't understand that, it's LOL. But anyways. LOL. Okay.
I'm with you. What? Yeah, no, I'm following you. I just didn't think it needed much comment. What else do you have to say?
What I have to say is there's nobody held accountable nowadays. I just turned 62 years old, and I'm telling you what. Accountability, there is none. Doesn't matter if it's local, state, federal, all the way across the board. nobody enforces rules. Nobody enforces laws. It's getting to the point where it's asinine.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the word would be mental. There's a lot of mental going on.
Mm-hmm.
People are mental. I know that's a tough word for people to swallow.
Well, one out of five of us, according to the doctors, have a diagnosable mental illness. So, I mean, that's...
Okay, then one out of five
exactly
people own a gun, correct?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay, that's...
Sorry, one out of five what now? What did you say about one out of five with a gun?
You just said one out of five. I said if they say you're mental, they're going to take your gun away. Period. Why, you didn't know that? You go to the hospital and you say you're mental? That's the first thing they do is... You have a gun, and you say yes, and then they take it away from you.
Yeah, I wish I knew that rule better. But if you're if you're struggling with your mental health, I imagine there's the red flag rules or whatever that kick in on that. So yeah, we're catching your point.
Mental health. We talk about mental health. We talk about people need help, but yet you can talk all you want, whether you're Sean Hannity or any of the talk radios, they write books. It's just rhetoric. And I get tired of listening to rhetoric. When is somebody going to actually do something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan, that's good questions. Yeah, good points, good questions. Yeah. Thanks a lot for giving a call today. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. And let's sneak in Carl quick from Argusville before we hit our next break. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Steve, you're absolutely right. There should be another debate. They're going to probably, because he said no, they're probably going to accuse him of flip-flopping. So he's going to have a prepared statement.
Or being
or come
scared.
Out ahead of time.
Yeah.
And say, all right, this is too important. The media is not asking the questions. The people don't know enough about her. And that's why I've agreed to do this, because it's too important. The country means too much. And so he needs to come out with that. But he left so much low-hanging fruit on the... out there last time, he just didn't follow through with, didn't get his point across on a lot of issues. So he needs to have two lists, one with the questions that they're going to ask, because you know about perhaps pretty close as to what the issues are and what they're going to ask about. And then two, you have to have a list of things that you want to get across.
Yeah.
So you can pivot then, and she did a beautiful job of pivoting in the last debate.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And on her pivot, she baited him,
mm-hmm.
and he took the bait on something that was something she wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
And so he needs to be doing more of that, and of course, be more factual. But it's too important. I think we need to do another one.
Yeah, I'm with you, Carl. You and me against the world today, brother. But that's okay. We don't mind a good fight either. Thanks a lot for giving a call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I wish Ted Cruz was debating them.
Oh. Well, yeah,
him.
I just
could handle it.
Yeah, I mean, I want Trump to do it because he can. That's the thing. And I'm just surprised that he didn't rally to the fight a little differently than he did last time. Thanks, Carl. I appreciate you giving a call here today. Yeah, and on any of those gotcha questions, just all you have to do is, like Carl said, just pivot and say, look, this is all the stuff you guys are bringing up has been litigated already, or it's not a big deal. Nobody cares anymore. It's done. Let's talk about things that matter and then go where you want to go. That's the recipe for success. 5:53, we have one more break to take. When we come back, I got a little commentary to give you on the Vikings and the Bys, and we'll do that coming up next. Okay, we had so much fun talking about debates. I left myself no time to talk about football. Real quick, Vikings... It's all about coaching. They've got a lot of guys that are good players, just pretty good players, and then a couple stars. But coaching has done it with this team, and it is really fun. I don't know how long it'll last. If the quarterback gets hurt, their season's over, but everybody can say that. On the Bison, the offense looks great. The defense is going to be a problem. And I don't know that they're Frisco bound if they can't fix that defense. I was not impressed with what I saw on Saturday. So there you go. All right, have a great night, my friend. Hey, thanks for the back and forth today. I do enjoy it. Keep on flying that flag.